Brooklyn Youth Music Project is an organization that pays back a hundredfold into the community and to the children that participate.
Anything that gets a bunch of kids together and they're not staring at a computer screen, I'm happy.
I play the flute.
I play the oboe.
My instrument, the French horn.
I've been playing cello for 10 years.
The cello, it has this sort of voice. It sounds like a human voice.
I play the violin.
I play the violin as well.
We sit right next to each other in first violin and we share the same music.
It does so much for so many kids. There was not an orchestra like this when I started putting it together.
Every child should have an opportunity to play a musical instrument.
When kids study a musical instrument, they learn a lot about themselves.
You have an inner rhythm, you have an inward-looking moment when you are self-contained within a piece of music.
I love music, and music is a way to express yourself.
I feel like it's kind of like sonic meditation almost.
I think music is part of your emotional development.
Even if they don't become a professional, they will take the skills they learned and use them in the rest of their life.
What happens in an orchestra, I think, is something extra. You can't not have this experience in order to be a complete musician.
One thing that kids learn from playing an orchestra is sort of being part of that group and being responsible, showing up at rehearsal, being there on time, being in your seat, being tuned, but also really just sort of that diligence, working toward a larger goal.
Understanding that you're responsible for something great.
I learn how to work with others more.
It takes a lot of concentration.
It raises your awareness as a musician. You have to listen a lot more.
You have to hear where everybody else is coming from to know where your part fits in.
That just builds patience.
There has to be some sort of a group consciousness almost.
When you're playing in an orchestra, you learn how to keep harmony with other people and how to stay in time with other people so you're not just on your own.
You're all working together to form one great sound.
Everybody makes a great sound in the correct note. It just comes together in harmony and just sounds really good.
I think it's absolutely amazing when you've been working on a piece for 3 or 4 months. The first rehearsal is always so difficult. And slowly, slowly, bit by bit, they start to get it. And by the end of the rehearsal, when it comes to the concert, there's this huge sense of anticipation.
Once you get closer to a concert day, the stress starts to build up.
I don't feel nervous, I feel excited. Like, this is what we've been working for and building up to, and I'm like excited to play.
At the performance, you get the applause and you know that, wow, I worked 4 months on this piece to get it to where it is now to earn that applause.
And they play this concert and they're filled with pride. They've worked so hard and made something that the community and themselves can really enjoy. What I like about this group is that they're part of a team, but they're not trying to win, they're just creating something that's beautiful.
It is definitely nice to be part of the team, and even better that it's the Brooklyn Youth Orchestra.
Wow, all that work yesterday really paid off. You want to do it again? Boy, is that the best thing I've heard all day.
Fabulous. She brings such energy.
I think she's fantastic.
Kelly is a brilliant teacher, and I guess you could say she's strict, but that's good.
Yeah, she's strict when she needs to be strict, but she's also funny when she needs to be funny.
Yeah.
Kelly is one of those teachers who really understands that the best kind of learning happens in the foundation of a really good relationship between the student and the teacher.
But she also has this standard of excellence that she wants the kids to rise to.
The way she deals with them is as professional musicians as opposed to children.
I expect them to do their best. I want them to be proud of the work they do and to never settle.
I admire her for being very open about this program and knowing that she wants to serve all of Brooklyn. So it's not exclusive in that way. She's taking kids of all ability and all interest.
I couldn't ask for a better instructor.
I think she's perfect.
By having the orchestra based in Brooklyn, make sure that the family is involved in a different kind of a way. The success of the orchestra is based in part on the fact that it is accessible to the neighborhood.
It's great to have something right here in Brooklyn that, you know, is accessible.
I don't know that they would necessarily play an orchestra if this didn't exist in Brooklyn, because I'm not sure I'd take them to Manhattan for it.
It is nice to have an orchestra in Brooklyn that's near me.
It sort of brings all the young musicians together and lets you see what kind of talent is scattered throughout Brooklyn.
I would definitely think that Brooklyn would be missing something if it didn't have an orchestra group for young people.
I would recommend the Brooklyn Youth Orchestra to other musicians because it's a very friendly place and the music's good, and that's really all there is to it, isn't there?
It's so amazing to give these children an opportunity, really an opportunity of a lifetime, something that they can't really get anywhere else.
If there was a call to make an investment in the community, I couldn't imagine a better way for people to encourage the growth of the children. They are the future.
It's a wonderful service to the community in the sense that this music needs to be heard.
What distinguishes a community is the sense of support for the arts. Without the arts, where would we be? Where's the self-expression? Where's the development for these children?
We cannot rely only on tuition. And we offer so many scholarships for kids who are great young musicians but can't afford our fee.
You know, a lot of people are looking for money. The Metropolitan Opera would like your money also. Metropolitan Opera has millions and millions and millions of dollars. This, with a few thousand, is doing what nobody else is doing. And, you know, it's an excellent choice.
It's a great contribution to make, supporting Brooklyn's youth in music.
You to join me as a proud supporter of the Brooklyn Youth Music Project. You're about to hear for yourselves in just a couple minutes what amazing things these young musicians can do. But in case the music alone isn't enough to persuade you, I wanted to share my reasons for supporting the Brooklyn Youth Music Project. It's simple. I do it because I know that my contribution has real impact right here. The tuition that we pay covers only a fraction of the operating expenses of the orchestra, which include things like sheet music, percussion equipment, rehearsal space, storage, the list goes on. BYMP runs a summer camp as well right here in Brooklyn, and I understand there's still some openings available if anyone's interested. Starting this fall, BYMP is gonna expand and start offering a jazz program, and auditions for that are tomorrow in case there are any young jazz musicians here. BYMP is an inclusive group. It represents kids from all over Brooklyn. The orchestra players that we are about to hear attend 50 different schools throughout Brooklyn and New York City. And BYMP also has an extensive scholarship program. They never turn a child down for financial reasons. I look at my own kids, and I'm so pleased with how much music has helped them grow over the years. If you care about nurturing young musicians and about enriching the cultural fabric of the great borough of Brooklyn, I would urge you to please make a contribution today. It's easy. There's an insert in your program that will allow you to do it. In addition, we will have a donations table set up during the reception out in the lobby. I would also urge you to investigate any kind of corporate matching programs that you have access to at work. I know we all get asked for money all the time. And so I will just leave you with the reason that I give, which is because it's local, and I know that my contribution has a real impact. So thank you for your time, thank you for your generosity, and now on to the main event.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.